Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Biden on Thursday is set to announce his bid for 2020. I know when he made a visit last year to Western New York, he endorsed you in your run for Congress. What do you think about his announcement going up against President Trump?
Well, listen, when I was running against Chris Collins, a very few national leaders cared to even look our way or give us help. And Joe Biden stuck his neck out, came out here, spent a whole day with me and with my family. And he was a great help to us. And I saw him firsthand. And, I'm excited about what he has to offer. And I hope he can help us go in a new way.
You know, in kind of the political analysis realm, how optimistic are you, and how, I mean, realistically, what are his chances against President Trump? He's somebody that, you know, can handle a wide form of criticism and seem essentially bulletproof to anything that comes out.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about, Biden was, he's unique. He's a guy like me. He came from working class roots. He worked his way up. Someone like that is tough, and they can handle a lot. I mean, he's not like the president. He didn't come from a privileged background. He's someone who took the train every day to work. He's a unique individual. And seeing him firsthand, I can tell you he's vibrant. He's quick. He's extremely smart. He sat down with me for a long time. We talked about various issues, and I was so impressed by his grasp of understanding of what America's facing today. And I'll also say this. I think that he's someone who also shows a lot of empathy. The day I met with him was the day that the bombings happened and there was a bomb scare at his own home. And I saw as he called his wife and how he talked to his wife on the phone, how caring he was and how he showed such worry and concern, genuine worry and concern about her, but also all those who were involved and about the state of our country.
How do you think he separates himself from the other, 20-some-odd Democrats that are also trying to get the same job?
Well, I think there's a lot of great potential leaders in that group. But I think Mr. Biden, in particular, has such depth of experience. It's very unique. And with that experience comes some baggage, but it also comes a lot of insight. And you learn from your mistakes, and you learn from your time in office. And I think that experience is going to come in very handy with him. I think he also represents a practical, common-sense approach to politics. I think he is less partisan than some of the candidates. I think he's someone who has tried to work across the aisle and work with both sides of the aisle in the past, and his record demonstrates that. And I think he'll bring some common-sense judgment to the race.
You know, I know you talk a lot about, his demeanor, his ability to connect with people, but specific on any sort of policy, do you think there's something that the former vice president stands on a policy issue that separates himself from everybody else in this race?
Well, I'll have to see. I mean, there's a lot of, I think in general, when I sat down with him, he had a great insight on international events. And I think his experience in that realm may separate him quite a bit because he dealt with it firsthand. But I think on the domestic front, I think his background and experience helps him understand what regular people go through on a daily basis. And when I spoke to him, he seemed very concerned about the state of healthcare in America and the state of just everyday putting meat and potatoes on the table type of issues. He was really concerned about those things. We talked to them in great depth. So I think his background and personal experience will come in handy in the future, and I hope it comes forth in the race.
Nate, appreciate you taking some time to chat with me. You think there's anything else people should know about either Biden or the Boy Scout story?
No, I just think the Boy Scout story is very, very sad, and I think they have to change or they're gonna disappear. On the other hand, I think on Biden, to sum it up, I'll say Biden, he's remarkably quick, remarkably well-informed, and extremely kind. And if you see him firsthand, I was surprised by that the level of understanding he had on not only domestic issues, but world events.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.